Okay, now some of the buildings that you might see on a farm, do you know about any? What sort of buildings would you see on a farm?
We don't have them. I don't know. I've never been on a farm, but I've read about them. They, out west, they have these barns up in Dakota and around them kind of places. They have a certain design they put on the barn, a fancy window up in the back or something.
Yeah.
And you see them in pictures, but I can't tell you the name of it.
Okay. Now, where would you...
That's out where all the grain grows, you know, out west, corn and wheat and all them places.
Where would they store corn or grain?
Well, in them places, barns, but there's another name for them, too.
Granary?
Well, a granary is where they finish the grain. It's got to be ground up and finished.
Yeah. The upstairs, the top part of that would be called a... Would be called a what?
Well, we call an attic in a house, but it carries another name, you know?
Yeah. Did you ever see them leave corn out, in, I mean, hay out in the field?
Saw pictures, that's all. They stack it up and tie it. Looks round, you know, bunches of... Oh, you see that in Bible pictures, you know, with Ruth waiting in the grain field. She met her husband, and it was tied in stalks like tall grass, and they wrapped something around it. And she was a widow, and this man owned this place, was courting her in the Bible, and he told his men to drop some good crop down every now and some good grain, you know, and she'd gather all the and take it home to her mother. She had a widowed mother. That's the Bible story of Ruth. You remember that?
Yes, I do. I've heard it. Now
yeah.
That you
forget those things, but the certain things bring them back to you, you know?
Yeah. They would stack it out in the...
Right out in the field where it grew, all this time, you know?
Okay.
And they'd clear the land and plant grain for the next crop.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a nice big farm.
Do you know where they would keep their cows, or...?
Well, in a barn. Everything's a barn. Cow stable, but it was a big old barn.
Horses, or where would they keep hogs? You ever see them?
Well, they called hog pen. Must have been a place, you know, they call it a pen.
Okay.
But I'm no country, but I believe I'm through reading. I can answer most all your questions.
Yeah.
But I've never seen some of that stuff.
Okay.
I'm an inveterate reader, though.
What about a place where you would store? You might buy a lot of like turnips or potatoes. Would you have a place where you'd store those?
Well, some people, it depends on where you live. Now, like in Kentucky, they have cellars. They'd store them down in the cellar.
Uh-huh.
And we don't store things. We city people, you see, we use them up, put them in the refrigerator. We don't buy too much, enough for a week.
Yeah. Well, what about a place where you get your milk from?
Dairy.
Okay. Now, real thick sour milk that you kept around was called, did you ever keep that around, that thick sour milk?
Yeah, they make cream cheese out of that, the whey.
Yeah.
It separates, you gotta get a little tin round containers full of holes all around that whey drops through in and it becomes solid like cheese, you know?
That's true. That,
that's cream Creole cream cheese we have. I have some home yet. You had that for breakfast.
That thing that has holes in it, what's it for?
Sieve, S-I-E-V-E, sieve.
You use it
and buttermilk is kind of soured cream, milk too, let it stand.
You know what clabber is?
Yeah, that's it's like that.
Like?
Some kind of, you can't call it spoiled milk, but they let it settle, you know, and becomes, W-H-E-Y is a great word for that kind of stuff.
Yeah. The first thing, did you ever...
It's very healthy to eat, they say.
After they get the milk, to get the impurities out of it, they have to...